بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، آمين يا رب العالمين. إن شاء الله، in today's summary we will discuss the recitation of the Quran, the translation and the summary of the Quran that is generally read in the first Tarawih of Ramadan, in the Tarawih prayers. This section consists of Surah Al-Fatiha, the first Surah, and Surah Al-Baqarah from verse number 1 until verse number 176. Subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He starts the Quran with Surah Al-Fatiha, known as Al-Hamd Sharif. And this surah is not the first surah that was revealed, but it is the first surah that is written in our Quranic Mus'haf, in our manuscripts. And it is the first surah to be recited when we commence and when we start the recitation of the Holy Quran. Surah Fatiha is a dua, is a plea that we make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we ask Him for guidance in every aspect of life. When we are walking, talking, going somewhere, coming back from somewhere, when we are intending to do something, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's guidance and we ask for the sirat mustaqim in every aspect of matter of life. In every matter of life, we ask Allah, that, oh Allah, guide me to wherever your pleasure lies, meaning the sirat mustaqim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He replies to our plea and our prayer. And He gives us what we want. We want guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, hey, the whole book in front of you that you are about to read next is full of guidance. Huda lil-muttaqeen. A guidance for those people who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The surah after Surah Al-Fatiha is Surah Al-Baqarah. It is a surah that was revealed in Medina Munawwara, and it has 286 verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the first very few verses that this Quran is for those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and those people who have taqwa. Therefore, the Quran will not benefit those who have no desire for guidance. A person, he's just reading the Quran, but he has no intention to seek Allah's guidance and pleasure. This Quran will not benefit this person. Such people, they will be deprived of its nur and its guidance. And a time will come where these people, they will spiritually, physically they may be alive, walking, talking, running around. But spiritually, these people will end up summum, bukmun, umyun, deaf, dumb and blind. Furthermore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He invokes man, He instructs man to believe in the unseen, in the ghaib. And to establish the salah, to spend it Allah's path from what provisions, from that provision that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. And the details of iman are described in the Quran, in belief in the Quran, and belief in all the previous revealed divine scriptures, and conviction in the hereafter and the afterlife. So we believe in Allah, we establish salah, we give zakat, we give in charity, and we believe in this Quran, whatever it has been revealed to us, and whatever has been revealed before us via the divine scriptures, and we have full yaqeen and conviction in the Quran. We have full conviction and full yaqeen in the hereafter. وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. That they have no doubt about the hereafter life, about the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He also warns against hypocrisy. He tells us and informs us that the disbelievers, the kuffar, they will be punished in the fire of Jahannam, whilst also conveying his glad tidings and giving them the ticket towards Jannah if they believe in the details mentioned above. In this part of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He speaks about the creation of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed him as a governor to the earth. Allah, He tests the knowledge between the angels and Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also commands the angels to prostrate in front of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. All the angels complied except one, Iblis. He refused. Thereafter, the cursed Iblis, Shaitan, he tricks Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and Sayyidina Hawa alayhi salam into eating from the forbidden tree. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends them to on this earth. And after repenting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives their sins and the mistake. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He forgives the mistake. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, carrying on, He talks about the time when He called Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to receive the Torah on Mount Tur. In His absence, the Banu Israel, His nation, they start worshipping the calf. However, they were forgiven for this act when they repented. Subhanallah, on a daily basis, they were provided with man and salwa. They were provided with man and salwa to eat from the heavens. They were also provided with water that gushed from a rock. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, after all these bounties and all these blessings, Allah mentions how ungrateful they were. And together with this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions how He drew His punishment upon them because of the above mentioned details. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions about Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he was known for his submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, Allah tested him, and in every trial and tribulation and every test, he became successful. As a reward for this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him a guide for mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him and his son, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, to construct the Kaaba. And they, with Allah's help, they finished the construction of the Kaaba. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam makes dua to Allah to raise such a person, such a Nabi from his progeny, that would become a guide for the whole of mankind. Subhanallah, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do? He accepts his prayer and He grants us none other than Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam as a Nabi to the whole universe, i.e. whose guidance will spread throughout the whole world. This is the end of the first juz, alhamdulillah. The beginning of the second juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the change of the qibla. How the Muslims for many, many months they were facing the Baytul Muqaddas in Jerusalem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs them to face the Kaaba while performing the Salah. Now, because of this verse, all Muslims are instructed to face the Qibla and face the Kaaba while performing our Fard Salah. The details of this mas'ala and this rule can be found in the books of fiqh. We will not go into this discussion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, moving on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He prohibits the eating of dead animals, blood, swine, and all animals that have been sacrificed in the name of anything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the summary of the first section of the Quran that is usually read in the Taraweeh prayer. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to act upon this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the fasting easy for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to derive maximum benefit from this month of Ramadan and make us from His pious and near-a-day servants. Amin wa akhir da'wana. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalq sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.